You were holding Daf Chof Amid Beis on the second two dots. Tanya, Omru Lehem Beis Tzilu Beis Shammai. We learned that Beis Tzilu said to Beis Shammai that Nerz Machlekes was, can you bring the Korban Oila Suriyah on Yom Tov itself or not? We're going now according to Ula that Nedorim and Nedovas, even Beis Tzilu holds, you can't bring on Yom Tov. The Machlekes in the Mishnah is, what about the Korban Oila, the Oila Suriyah, that there's a Chayv to bring during the days of Yom Tov? So, Omer lehem beis hilul lebeis shamayim. Or ma b'mokim shosel lehedyit. Ma duch like on Shabbos, that even a hedyit, the normal person, is not allowed to cook. Muta legvoya, you're allowed to bring a korban, you're allowed to shech the korban, for Hashem, the korban atomit, the musaf of Shabbos you're allowed to bring, is mokim shemutal hedyit, on Yom Tov, a day that you are allowed to shech for yourself. Is ain't a din shemutal legvoya? Isn't it a svara for sure? It should be mutal du legvoya, that you should be allowed to shech at least this korban elas riya on Yom Tov Hashem. Is Omer lehem beis shamayim answered back and said, Nedorim and Nedovas yechichoy. I'll bring you a proof from the regular halacha of a neder and a dover you can't bring on Yom Tov, like a korban toida. According to law, you can't bring a neder and a dover on Yom Tov. I want you to say essentially you cook for yourself. Shemutal hedyit, that a hedyit is allowed to cook or shecht on Yom Tov. For yosel legvoya, you see, you're not allowed to bring a korban for Hashem on Yom Tov. So that's why Shammai Svaru, who adin, a korban elus ri, also you should not be allowed to bring on Yom Tov. Omer lehem beis Tzilu, so on this, beis Tzilu answered back and said, well, ma nedorim and nedovas, you can't bring your raya from nedorim and nedovas. Nedorim and nedovas are different. Shein kvu lehem zman. They don't have a special time that has to be brought on Yom Tov. So it doesn't have to be brought on Yom Tov. Bring it after, bring it before. But you want to tell me even by korban elas riya, shekvu lehem zman, they have a zman kavua, the zman to bring it is during Yom Tov. So since it has to be brought during Yom Tov, mele beis hilul holds as a svara, you're allowed to even bring it on Yom Tov itself. So on this, omru lehem beis shammai said back to beis hilul, avzu en kavu lehem zman. This is also not called as a special time when it has to be brought like on Yom Tov itself, the oilas riya. The Tanan, because we learned, Mishalei Chag B'Yom Tov Rishon. Whoever came to the Beis Hamikdash and did not bring the Korban Eilas Riyah on the first day of Yom Tov, you should know, is Yom Tov Rishon Shochag on Sukkis is Chaygeg B'Hoyla Kol HaRegel Kulay. You have a right to bring this Eilas Riyah any day of Yom Tov, even during Chol HaMoed, you can also bring it. B'Yom Tov Achron Shochag, you could even bring it on the last day on Shemini Atzeres also. So you can't say it's Kvula Zman, it has to be brought on Yom Tov. You don't badavka have to bring it on Yom Tov. You could also bring this korban if you want, join Chol HaMoed. That's Beis Shammai's time to back to Beis Hillel. This is also not called the Kvul Lem Zman. Omer lehem Beis Hillel, Beis Hillel said back, Abzu Kvul Lem Zman. No, this is also called, there's a special time when it has to be brought. It has to be brought. At least during these 8 days, during the days of Yom Tov, it has to be brought, not before, not afterwards. The Tanan we learned, Ovar HaRegel, if the whole Sukkot pass went by, for loichag, you did not bring your korban, is a nechayim b'achriusi, you don't have to bring it afterwards. So you see, akoponim for these days is called kvul hem zman. Omer lehem beis shammai beis shammai said back to beis hillel, v'loi kfar nema, but the pasuk still says, lochem, he says only for you, you could do melachas on Yom Tov for yourself. V'loi legvoya, the make a drasha, not for legvoya. So merely, you can't bring korbanos on Yom Tov, like even on Eilas Riyah. Omer lehem beis hillel said back, v'loi kfar nema l'ashem, the pasuk says, v'chagoy semoysa chag l'ashem, we had before, and we dashen l'ashem, means kol de l'ashem. Any korban that are called upon and has shaykh is to Yom Tov, like a korban elus riya, you're also allowed to bring on Yom Tov. Im came, if so, Beis Hillel says, Ma tam loim lochem, what does the pasuk say, lochem? Lochem lelekusim, means tell us not for goy. You're not allowed to cook or do a melacha for a goy on Yom Tov. Lochem lelekloven. Like we'll see later, like with Kiva Shita with later, even for an animal, also you're not allowed to cook or do a melacha on Yom Tov. So Taisa speaks out. Real according to Beis Hillel, according to this Mandiyam, according to Ula, he also was Lachem B'Lei L'Gvoya. Like you're not allowed to bring in a Dorm or a Dovis. He only has the Postik L'Hashem to teach us, even on Eilas Riyah, that Hashem is to Yom Tov. But a Korban Neder and a Dov, which doesn't have to do with Yom Tov, he also holds you're not allowed to bring it. Why? Because of the Postik Lachem B'Lei L'Gvoya. So why does the Gemara have to say, according to Beis Hillel, Lachem means L'Lei L'Kusim L'Lei L'Klovim? Well, so he says it says something that's a Borer, to Psikulate. It's always this way. Like by Lekvoya, Lekusim, or Leklovim, there's no heter at all. By Shenki, Lekvoya, sometimes you're allowed to, like Korban Elis Riyah, you're allowed to. By the Abishoel, Oimra, Beloshin Acheres, Abishoel said over this Machlokes, Beshan, Beis Hillel, a little different Loshin. In a place like on Shabbos, that your kira, your stove, is closed, you can't cook on Shabbos. Kiras rabcha psucha mashenkin akodesh baruch hu the mizbeach is open. You're allowed to be makter the tomid and the musafim on Shabbos is b'makim shekros chapsucha on a regular yomtiv that your oven, your stove is open. You're allowed to cook for yourself. Ain't a din shekiras rabcha psucha. Isn't it a svarom that the stove of the ebishter the mizbeach should be open on yomtiv for bringing karbonis? The chen bedinin is also a svar like this. The reasoning is like this. Your shulchan, your table shouldn't be full on Yom Tov. You have what to eat, you cook as much as you want. The shulchan rab chareken, you want the Kodesh Baruch Hu's table, the mizbeach to be empty, it's not a svara. So that's the way Abba Shul said over the machlokes. So Gemara says, but my kamiflagi, what's the difference, what's the machlokes between this way and the brice before? In other words, Abba Shul's brice and didn't bring down the machlokes b'sham b'tzil about kvuy lehem zman and not kvuy lehem zman. He drew Basil just as a stamas svara. You should be allowed to bring karbonos on Yom Tov. So Gemara says, "Mas sova nedorim nedovus kreifim be Yom Tov." According to Abba Shirl, the chiddush is you're even allowed to bring nedorim nedovus also. That's Basil's svara. That a kodesh baruch hu's shulchan should not be empty. So madach, you're allowed to cook for yourself on Yom Tov. For sure, you're allowed to cook and bring whatever you want for Hashem. So any type of a korban, even a neder and a dov, Abba Shirl holds you're allowed to bring on Yom Tov. Well, mas sova the Tanakama holds no nedorim nedovus. The Masada ain't craving beyond Yom Tov. No, you're not allowed to bring Stam and Nedu and Adova. Basil only said something that's Kvul Em Zman, or call upon him Eulas Riyam, that the Zman is to be brought during Yom Tov, that's all, but not more. So that's the Machloikis here. Omar Afuna Funa says, Ladivru Yoim and Adorim and Adovis ain't craving beyond Yom Tov, according to Tanakam, according to Ula before, that even Basil holds you're not allowed to bring a regular Korban Nedu and Adova, Korban Toida. You can't bring on Yom Tov. Loi Tamas, Rav Huna says, don't think to say that midiraisa mechze chazi, midiraisa really were allowed to. For Rabbanon, who the gasmi, but it's only the Rabbanon dikadin that you can't do it. And why should it be with the Rabbanon also? I tell you, maybe it's exera shem yishor. You're afraid if you're allowed to bring karbonos on Yom Tov, people will leave it over until Yom Tov. They won't bother with bringing a korban toide before. They'll wait until Yom Tov. So maybe you think really midiraisa it's mutter. Rav Huna says, no, ela filu midiraisa namuli chazi. I hold even midiraisa, you're not allowed to do it. Like with Dashim before, lochem v'loy legvoya. You have no heter to bring these karbonos legvoya. And I'll bring you a proof. To ashtei halechem d'choy v'fayim ninu. When it comes Shavuos, on Shavuos, there's a special mincha chadosh you have to bring called ashtei halechem. V'lech l'migza shem yishor. Now there's no reason really why you can't bake it on Yom Tov, because there's no gzera shem yishor, you're not going to leave it over. Like shem yishor only applies on a regular neder and a dovam, that you could have brought it before Yom Tov. If people know they have a right to wait until Yom Tov, you'll think maybe they'll push it off until Yom Tov. But here, the Shtei HaLechem can't be brought like before Yom Tov. It's only Yom Tov Dik Halacha. And still we see, V'lech L'migz Shem Yishor, V'ein Adoich Lo'yes HaShabbos Lo'yes HaYom Tov. The Halacha is the baking of the Shtei HaLechem has to be done B'davka Erev Yom Tov. You're not allowed to do it on a Yom Tov or on a Shabbos. So the question is, if Yol Tzorchi Gevoy, you're allowed to do Midiraisa, like, why can't you bake the Shtei HaLechem on Yom Tov? Elamai Tzaraya, that what you don't have to do on Yom Tov, even though the Shtei HaLechem has to be brought today, but since it doesn't have to be baked on Yom Tov, you have to bake it Erev Yom Tov. It's only the Shchitas of the Korban, the Shnei HaKvosim, that you can't do Erev Yom Tov, that you're allowed to do on Yom Tov. But something that you're allowed to do Erev Yom Tov, the din is you have to do it on Yom Tov. Or else by the other, Nedorim or Nedovis, you don't badafka have to do on Yom Tov, so the din is you're not allowed to do it on Yom Tov. Now we ask the question. The Divrei Yomer, according to the man of the Yomer that holds, Nidorim or Nedovis ain't craving be Yom Tov, that even according to Beis Hillel, you're not allowed to bring Stam a Korban Toider on Yom Tov. What's going to be the locha? Ovar v'shochet mai. Let's say somebody b'dieved did not listen, and he went and he made the Shechiter on Yom Tov. So the question is now, can you go and finish off the Korban, like make the Zerika on Yom Tov? You make the Zerika now, so I call upon him, you would be allowed to eat the meat. Or else you're allowed to be makta the emurim at night time. So now by making a zrik itself, Rashi says that should be yosem mid rabbonin. So the question is, will the rabbonin makta you? Did they allow you to make the zrikim? Because if you don't make the zrikim now, the korban will become possible at night time, and you won't be able to eat the meat. You won't be able to burn the emurim. So the question is, will the rabbonin make it here or not? So it's a machlokes. Rav Amar Rava says halacha is zorek es adam. You're allowed to make the zrikim on Yom Tov. Now, manas lahati bosa bachila. As long as there is a question of there is some meat left over if you eat. In other words, it's a carbon shlomim here. So you want to shecht it. you shechted it already. Now you want to make a zrika in order to be able to eat the meat. It's mutter. Rabba bar Rafuna Omar zarek es adam avanas lakti b'murim leruv. He holds not only is allowed to make the zrika for the purpose of eating the meat, but like we'll soon see, even in the case where there's no meat to eat, still you're allowed to make the zrika amanas in order to save the korban that are called upon him at night time. You're allowed to be makter to burn the emurim, the fats. Because Allah is the fats don't become so by shkiyam. You're allowed to burn the fats even the whole night. Now on Yom Tov itself, you're not allowed to burn it because it's not called lochem. That's called strictly lagvoya. You're not allowed to do it on Yom Tov. But if you make the zrika today by daytime, I'll call upon you, you're allowed to do it at night. Now to wait to make the zrika until after Yom Tov, that you can't do. Because the zrika is possible at night time. Zrika is only kosher by Yom. So Rabbi Rapuna says the Rabbonim will make even to make the zrika on Yom Tov just in order to save, to be able to make the emurim, to burn the emurim at night time. So Mara says, my benayu, what's the difference between Rabbis Teretz and Rabba bar Rafuna? Ike benayu nitma boser oishavad. In case the meat became tamma, you can't eat the meat, or else the meat of the korban shlomim got lost. L'rova loizork. According to Rabba, since there's no more meat involved of eating, it's only strictly in order to be able to make a zrika, to make the emurim, to burn the emurim at night time, he holds that osa. The Rabbana will not make up for that alone. But L'rabba bar Rafuna zork. According to Rabba bar Rafuna, it would be mutter to make the zrika. Because you're gaining at least that the korban won't become possible, you'll be able to make the aktaras emurim at night time. That for that alone, it's also mutter. The Rabbanim will make them. For the Gemara Meisve, you have a kasha. It says kifsi atzeres. That's a special to korbanis. Really, it's a korban shlomim that's brought for korban tzibur on shvuas. So kifsi atzeres, the two lambs that are brought for korban shlomim or korban tzibur on shvuas, sheshochtun shvel lishmon. Let's say you shechted on shvuas, but you didn't have in mind for l'shem shlomim, you had in mind l'shem a korban eilo. So the aloch ridge in atmekayim yechoivo, but the korban itself is still kosher. Or sheshochton bein lefnei zmanin bein liachas zmanin. And else you shechted it either before shvuas or after shvuas. And the melo you not mekayim the mitzvah either. The mitzvah of the kiski atzeres has to be a shechita on Yom Tov itself. Aloch ridge now hadam yizorek. You're allowed to make a zrika of this blood. V'habosei yechel, and the meat you're allowed to eat. In other words, like the locher is that kol asvachim, even if you shecht the shvel lishmon, the korban is still a kosher korban. It's only the locher that you can't. It's not yotzi yechayv. So therefore, if it's in the weekday, make a zrika and you can eat the meat. What about the mhoisa Shabbos? Let's say it came out on Shabbos. You shecht the shvel lishmon on Shabbos. Lo yizra, you're not allowed to make the zrika. The yimzorek. Let's say somebody b'dieved did not listen and made the zrika on Shabbos. The locher is hurtza. The carbon is okay. Hurtza amanas lakti b'imurim lerev. Now, kol ponim amitzoy Shabbos, you will be allowed to be makter to burn the imurim. So the diak here is im zorak dievedin mashper b'dieved. If you did it, you didn't ask any questions and you did it. You did something wrong. Then we say the zrik helps that at night time you're allowed to make the imurim. You can burn the fats. Aba lechatchila, if you would come to ask us on Shabbos again, you shechted the kivsi atzeres shleil leshimon on Shabbos. So you're not mekayim the choiva. But now the korban has a shechita to it. The question is, are you allowed to make a zrika now in order to be able to make the aktar at night? So here it's mashma lechatchila loy. You're not allowed to make the zrika on Shabbos. So vishleim le rov anich. According to Rav, it's very good. Rav holds you can only make a zrika on Yom Tov, but then you're allowed to eat the meat. It's called lochem. Here on Shabbos you can't cook. Savad, you can't make the zrika. Elo le rav barafuna. But according to Rav, barafuna kasha. It should be a kasha on him. Because he himself holds that you are allowed to make a zrika just for the purpose of being able to make a haktaras emurim at night time. So here on Shabbos also, why don't we let you, the rabbanon should be makel to make the zrika. There's no issur d'oraisa in making the zrika. It's only like a shvus. So the rabbanon should be makel to let you make the zrika in order that you should be able to make the haktara at night time. Tomorrow says kasha, it's like a shuv, mirat a kasha, and rabba barafuna. The boy is saying, another teretz says, I'll tell you, shani shvus Shabbos mishvus yomtiv. There's a difference between the shvus of Shabbos and the shvus of Yom Tov. On a Shabbos, there the rabbanim are more mekel. Like Shabbos is more chomer. If you do a malach on Shabbos, you chayiv misa. If you do a malach on Yom Tov, there's only a lav. You only get malchus. So therefore, on Shabbos, the rabbanim are more machma. They did not let you do the shvus of making a zrika, even to save the emurim at night for night time. Only on Yom Tov, with Rabbi Bar Bahuna, hold you allowed to make the zrika in order to save, be able to burn the emurim at night time. Verses Vaita. Boy minei Ravavi Saba Mirafuna. Ravavi Sabi asked a kasha from Rafuna. Pehema, what's the loch by if somebody owns an animal that Chetia Shonokri Vechetia Shoyisrael? You only have a partnership. half belongs to a goy and half belongs to Yisrael. Mal l'shochto b'yomtiv. Is the Yisrael allowed to now take it on yomtiv and make a shchita on yomtiv? Now the question is, by making a shchita, you're also doing a shchita for the goy. You're killing the animal for the goy. You're not allowed to do a malacha for a goy. So could you make the shchita here on yomtiv? Is omalei? So Rafun answered back, muter avad. You're allowed to. Like since you're shechting it for yourself, you won't eat from the meat now. You're allowed to make a shchita. So then Rav Avi asked him another question. What's the difference? How come on Yom Tov you're not allowed to bring a korban shlamim? Even though we are also the elechura, part of the meat you're going to be able to eat. It's going to be for you. So why don't we say, like, since you're able to eat the meat for yourself, you should be allowed to make the shchita. Even though part of it goes l'gvoya, it should be like shutfis, like partnership, you and Hashem. So the part for Hashem, true, you're not allowed to do. But there's a part for you, so why can't you make the shchita for your part? So Amalei, Rafun answered back and said, Urva Parach, you know, ravens are flying over. In other words, he skipped the subject. He didn't want to answer. We'll soon see why not. Kinofak, after Ravia left, Amalei, Rabba Bray, his son, Rafun's son, Rabba, came in and said, Lav Hainu Ravavi Saba, isn't the person that just came in, Ravavi Saba, the Mishtabeach Lemar Begaveh, that you yourself praised this person, the Gaba Rabu, that you yourself said he was a great person. So like, how come you didn't answer him? How come you skipped the subject? So Amalei Rafun answered back and said, "Dama Evadle, what can I do? Ani Hayoim," he said over this post like today, "Samchuni Bashishus Rabduni Batapuchim." As if to say, I'm very tired and very oiskamatid now. Like Rashi says, he just got finished saying a drosha. It was on Yom Tov. And he said, now it's time for me to have my meal, to have my suda. Samchuni Bashishus, give me good stuff. Rabduni Batapuchim, let me eat apples. In other words, he said he was very tired from the shear. And Oboyi Minei Milsa the boy time, he asked me a good question, and I have to think about it. And right now I don't have the koyach, the strength to think about it, so that's why I didn't want to answer him. So then the Gemara says, with time am I, what's talk of the reason, what's the difference? So Gemara says, the difference is like this. Pehein mochet yishol nochri, v'chet yishol Yisrael, when you have this animal that belongs to partners, to a goy and to a Yisrael, mut l'shech to be yomtiv. There for sure the Jew is allowed to shech this animal on yomtiv. Why? The Efshel Kazayas Bosab Lashita. Because the Jew wants to eat the meat, he owns half the meat, and it's not possible to eat any part of this meat unless you make a shchita on the animal. So the shchita you're doing is called totally you're doing it for your sake, for the Jew's sake. Avun Adorman Adobis Mashek when you bring a korban shlamim. On Yomtiv, also Lashechtim be Yomtiv. You're not allowed to shechtim on Yomtiv. To Kahanim ki Kozochi, Mashuchim Gaboy Kozochi. Because in the Kahanim, when they get their korban, their portion of the korban, it's still like it comes from Yishuch and Gevoya, it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It does not come from them. So therefore it's considered like it was mainly Geshochtin, the korban was brought for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was done like Gevoya. But once you give it over to Hashem, it's like Hashem gives it back to us for a matana. So therefore here it's worse. Mashenke, when you shecht it for Shutfis, the you own half, we say you're shechting the animal now in order that you could eat it. So that's called you're doing it lochem. Verses weiter. Omer Rav Chizda, Behema chetz yishol nochri v'chetz yishol Yisrael, is muta l'shochta b'yomtiv. If you have an animal that you own b'shutfis, partnership, you and a guy, if the Jew wants to eat it, he's allowed to shecht it on yomtiv. D'yefshel l'kezayis b'osab l'shchita, because it's not possible for you to eat even a kezayis, even one olive size of the meat, unless you make a shchita. So therefore, in order to eat your portion of the meat, you have to shech the animal. Therefore, it's called you're doing a malachal, it's tzarech, the Jew, and therefore it's mutter. What about Esau, if you have a dough? Chetz yishol nochri v'chetz yishol Yisrael. You have, let's say, a 10-pound dough that you own 5 pounds and the goy owns 5 pounds. Then also lafeisa b'yomtiv. You're not allowed to bake this dough on yomtiv. Why? Poshid. Do'ev shalei l'mafal b'lisha. You could divide the dough in half and only bake half the dough that belongs to you, your portion, that's what you should bake. And the other portion, you don't have to bake. So you have no right to bake the whole thing. You don't have to bake the goy's portion. Mosev Rafuna Bachani Loi. So Rafuna Bachani Loi asked the question. It says, Isas Kolovim, if you have a dough that you're going to serve to the dogs, a special type of a bread, that you're going to serve it to the dogs, is the zman sheheroyin oichle mimenu, at the time that you also have intentions that the shepherd, the man, the Jew, is going to eat from this bread also, then we say chayeves bechala. This dough was considered dough that's meant for an odom to eat, and therefore it has a shame lechem on it, that there's a chiv to take off chala before you start to eat it.
You're allowed to use this lechem now to make an Erev Chatzeris on Shabbos. You can make an Erubei Shtufei Mavoyis in order to make the carry out from one Chatzah to another Chatzah through the Mavui. You make a regular Hamoitzi on it. You have to make a Birchas Hamozim when you get finished. In other words, this bread is called lechem. If the bread would only be made for the dog and not for any Bnei Adam teat, then it's not called lechem. That's a question, why not? Some of our shalom, because it's made a different type of a dough. The dough that you make only to serve to dogs is a different type of a dough, so you don't make a moitzi, you don't have to bench on it. Over here, that it's meant for also for the shepherd to eat from it, therefore it is called the regular lechem bread, and therefore you have to make a brocha and a bench. V'nefes b'yomtif. And who are then you allowed to bake this bread, this dough on yomtif? V'yodim yoytzi bo yideichavosim pesach. When it comes Pesach, to make matzah out of it, you could be mekayim mitzvah matzah with this alechem. Is the question v'yamai, like why does it say you're allowed to bake this on Yom Tov for your efshalela mafal gabalisha? What's going on here? You have a 10-pound dough that 9 pounds of it you're going to give to the dogs. Only 1 pound maybe the shepherd would eat. Now the locher is on Yom Tov. You're only allowed to bake lochem for yourself and not for kelev, not for the animals. So why does you have to bake the whole bread? You should only be allowed to bake the one portion that you're going to serve for the shepherd. So the Gemara says, Shani Isas Kolovim, here it's different. This dough, even though you have in mind to bake it, to give it to the dogs, Abaho Yulvi Efshir, Lefaison Benevelom, since it's possible to change your mind and give the dogs a Nevela teat, a dead animal, give him some meat teat, and therefore you'll have the whole bread for yourself. Therefore, since it's possible that you will eat the whole bread, therefore you're allowed to bake it on Yom Tov. Now, this is a svar of hoyil. Even though right now that's not your intentions, right now your intentions is to bake it for the dog, but since it's possible that you may come to eat it, therefore we'll make it. For at the Gemara, mi is clearly Rav Chizda hoyil? Does Rav Chizda hold from this svar of hoyil? For Yitzma, we learned like this. Ho'oif mi Yom Tov l'choyil. If somebody bakes from a Yom Tov, For the purpose of tomorrow, of Choyal weekday, and you're not allowed to do that. On Yom Tov, you have a right to bake or to cook today for Yom Tov, not for tomorrow. Let's say somebody went ahead and baked with intentions of eating it tomorrow on Choyal, on a weekday. So Rav Chizda one Malaker. Rav Chizda said, yes, you're over the lav, you did the Malacha, you get Malkus. On Yom Tov, if you do a Malacha, you get Malkus. Rabbi Roma, Rabbi says, ain't a Leiker. No, you do not get Malkus. Why not? Rav Chizda Roma Leiker. Rav Chizda says you get Malkus, very good. Because Lo Yamrina, we do not say this new Svar of Hoyel. That maybe, what's the maybe? O Miklu Le Orchim, maybe later in the day on Yom Tov itself, you're going to get visitors. You'll get an Eirach. Chozilei, and then you'll have to serve him the bread that you baked. See, even though at the time you baked it, you had in mind to bake it for tomorrow, for the weekday, but maybe it's possible you'll get guests later in the day, and you'll have to serve it to them. Hashdunami Chozilei, we should say right now when you're baking it, it's also not considered like you're baking for tomorrow, because maybe you use it today. So you see, Rav Chizda does not hold from this svara. Therefore, Rav Chizda says, no, if you're baking it with the intention to give it to use tomorrow, you'll get Malkus. Marshenkin Rabba holds no. Ain't a loike, you do not get Malkus. Why? I mean, because we say Hoyel. In other words, we're talking about now, let's say, Yom Tov was Thursday. And you started to bake now after you had your main meal already on Yom Tov, so you're not baking anymore for Yom Tov, you're baking for tomorrow. So really, you're baking while some malachi, you have no right to bake tomorrow, for tomorrow. Still, Rabbi says you don't get Malkus, because there's a svar midiraisa that maybe later in the afternoon you'll get some guests, they'll come knocking on your door, and you'll have to serve them food, and you'll come to use this food. So since it's possible that this food could be used for Yom Tov, that's this new svar of hoyel that midiraisu its mutter. And we paskin like Rabbi Taki midiraisu, we do say the svar of hoyel. That's what Teisbach got before. That's why we have a heter of Erev Tashilin, why you're allowed to cook on Friday for Shabbos. Even though on Yom Tov you only cook for today, because the pshat is midiraisu, you're allowed to cook today on Friday for Shabbos because of hoyel. Because maybe you'll get visitors in the afternoon and you use it for today. So midiraisu its mutter. Even though midirabonin, you are not allowed to do this. But now we say, if you make an Erev Tavshilun to cook on Friday for Shabbos, it's mutter. But I call upon him not with an Erev Tavshilun and not from Friday to Shabbos. Even Rabbi's Moedi that it's also midirabonin, I call upon him to cook or bake from Yom Tov for Chol. But I call upon him, what we're asking now, we see Rav Chizda does not hold from this svara of Hoyle. Rav Chizda doesn't say if you would get guests, but right now you do not have any guests. Therefore, it's considered right now like you're baking for Hoyle for the weekday, and that's where you get Malkus. So our kasha is here also, right now you're baking this bread for the dog. Don't tell me that maybe you'll find an nevela later and give him meat to eat instead of the bread, but right now you don't have the nevela, you don't have any meat to serve the dog. Right now you have intentions of giving the dog the bread. So why is it mutter to bake this bread on Yom Tov L'churi, not allowed to bake for an animal? So Moran says, Ella, loy tema, don't say, hoyil v'yefshar, that maybe he'll find an nevela. Ella, but rather we're talking about before, that the Brisa says you're allowed to bake this bread on Yom Tov, could go in the east lane nevela. We're talking about where the shepherd does have nevela. He does have a piece of meat on hand. Tevadai efshla paisim nevela. Here, like it's more probably, it's like a vada that it's possible for him to change his mind, like, and not to give him the bread to eat, but rather give the dog the nevela to eat. So even though maybe it's not 100% in his mind yet, but since he has the meat in his hand right now, it's possible for him to do it. Here is the biggest svara that even Rav Chizda is made here, it's mutter to do it. Now it's by you cooking today for tomorrow, you don't have the guest yet, so that's awesome. Because right now your main purpose of cooking is for tomorrow. Mashen can hear that you have already the nevela to serve the dog, even though right now you're thinking maybe you'll serve the dog the bread, but since it's very probably that you will maybe change your mind and give him the nevela, therefore it's mutter to serve the nevela, it's mutter to bake this bread on Yom Tov. Right, boy mine Rav Huna. They asked a question for Rav Huna. Hani b'nei bagi. These people live in a b'nei bagi in a city. Deromi alayo kimcho. De b'nei chayla. The king tells them that you have to bake bread when the army men come into the city. So the question is, maho liafoisa b'yomtiv. Are the Jews there in this town allowed to bake their bread for the army men on Yomtiv? Now, two things. First of all, the army men were goyim. And you're not allowed to bake or cook for a goy on Yomtiv. Secondly, we're talking about here, it wasn't a pekuach nefesh. It wasn't a question the king said, like, if you don't bake, we'll kill you. It was a question of pekuach nefesh, for sure you're allowed to do it. There was a possibility to get out of it, say, you're tired, you can't do it, we'll do it tomorrow. The question is, though, are you allowed to do it now on Yom Tov or not? So Amalehi said back to them, Chazina, let's see. Iyoyvele riftel yinuka. If they'll let you give one piece of bread to your children, to the child, for like after they're not going to be mocked, but they won't mind if you take one piece of bread and give it to the child. Then we say, even though you have to bake for them 100 breads, and at most maybe you'll only let you take one for your own child, but every one of the breads you bake, we could say maybe this will be the one you give your tinnik. Vishari, therefore it's mutter. Vilav osir, and if not, it's osir. So that's what he answered, that's what Rav Huna answered back. So Rashi says that he talked, he argues on the Man Yomer before. Before we said, you're not allowed to bake. Rashi says, Upolig Rav Huna ad Rav Chizda. He argues on Rav Chizda, the Yomer, Chetzah Shenachem, Chetzah Shal Yisrael, Osala Foysoy. Before we said, you're not allowed to bake if half belongs to the guy. Because since you could divide it up, only bake for yourself. Like here also, what kind of heter is this? To bake for the goyim, because maybe they'll let you take one bread. So one bread bake and that's all. That's the way Rashi learns. Tosfos learns not like that. Tosfos learns that Avada here goes according to everybody. And we're talking about that the flour also belonged to the goyim. And it was up to you. You had the job just to bake for them. Now the svara is like this. If they say that if you bake for us 10 breads, we'll let you take back one bread for yourself. So then the pshat is you're baking all 10 breads in order that you should be able to have one bread. So it's different than in the first case of Rav Chizda, where you have a shutfus, a partnership with the goy. There we say, you have no right to bake the half that belongs to the goy. Only bake your half, that's all. The half that belongs to the goy, don't bake. Mashenkin over here, you can't just bake with the part that you want, because the flour doesn't belong to you. The goy won't let you have anything. It's only a svara after you bake the 10 breads, that they'll be nice and let you have one for the kid. So if at the end they let you have one, it's a svara, you're doing all 10 bakings in order to have one, and that's mutter. That's a svara, it's also called Tzarech Yom Tov. Alright, turn over.